Engaging, thorough, cutting edge with essential information, unbiased and unfiltered. When it comes to the issues in your community, WZND is here with detailed investigative pieces from the award-winning WZND news team. WZND's Bird's Eye View gives you in-depth information on the issues you need to know about. Recognized for excellence in long-form news by the Illinois Broadcasters Association, College Broadcasters Incorporated, and the Society of Professional Journalists, the Bird's Eye View starts now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Bird's Eye View, State of Transformation. Today we'll be taking a look at some construction updates happening throughout the Illinois State University campus. Those being Watterson Dining Hall, student housing, the potential Mennonite College of Nursing, and much, much more. I'm Ashley Antonini, and I am accompanied by my co-hosts, Zach Wilson and Anthony Ferretti. Zach, Anthony, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. I'm excited to get this last Bird's Eye View of the semester going.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well myself. Yeah, I'm excited for this last Bird's Eye View, you know, end out the year on a high note, you know, with a pretty, I would say, interesting and fun biv.
Absolutely. We have so much to talk about, and it's definitely very beneficial for students who do live on ISU or faculty or just people in the Bloomington Normal community. It will be a great, great tool for you to know what is going on. So we're going to start it off. I actually did this next piece, and I got to talk to a few people over at the Bone Student Center about, you know, phase one just finished with all those renovations, on to phase two. So here's a little in-depth look on that.
The Bone Student Center has always been home to many redbirds, eating, studying, and sometimes just hanging out. But for the past year, the Bone has been home to drills, boarded up walls, and even do not enter signs. However, in March, phase one of the Bone Student Center revitalization project was completed. And Assistant Director of Marketing, Training, and Hospitality, Aaron Watts, says the reactions to the changes have been priceless.
It's really just been an exciting time at the Bone Student Center to see our community in this space and able to use it after it's been under construction for so long.
Now home to a new Starbucks, Qdoba, and two other unannounced restaurants, student Cassandra Peterson is happy to spend her time there.
I love the new addition, and I find it to be a great place to come and get work done and meet with people. I love it.
And her friend, Alexandra Nemeth, couldn't agree more.
It's like very inviting. I get a lot of work done here, and it's just nice.
And inviting is exactly what the project was aiming for.
When guests and visitors and future Redbirds come to visit the campus, we want the Bone Student Center to give visitors a front door.
And though the Bone Student Center has held many memories since it was first built in 1973, the administration thought it was time to bring it into this century.
The old design was actually called Brutalist, very heavy concrete, dark, so we really wanted to open it up.
For upperclassman Liv Edel, having to wave goodbye to the old Bone Student Center made it a little difficult to say hello to the new one.
Probably a little bittersweet. I think we'll all be able to see pictures and remember it all and like see where we all still came from, but I think it would be cool to see how they expand and grow this place even more.
And those expansions are helping meet the needs of current ISU students, not just students from 40 years ago.
We wanted to keep things airy and fresh for them and give them more of what they were asking for. So kind of some different meeting spaces, some different food options, some different study spaces.
Phase one is over. Now on to phase two. On the agenda, moving the catering business to the first floor, renovating administrative offices on the second, and upgrades for the Dean of Students' office. And while all of this has been hard work, everything has remained on time.
The project, we anticipated there'd be a lot of delays, and it's really gone well, gone smoothly, and it's on time.
The Bone Student Center will go through one more phase with hopes of being finished by spring of 2020. For the Bird's Eye View, I'm Ashley Antonini.
So I won't lie, I am a little salty just because, Zach, we're graduating, so we get this taste of how awesome this new Bone Student Center is, but we don't even get the finished product.
Yeah, Qdoba is, I love Qdoba, and so yeah, I'm very sad that, I mean, we got, what, 2 months of this?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But also with the Qdoba, everyone loves it, which is great, but the line is always so long. I even went there on a Sunday once to the Bone, and it was still like super duper long. I was like, well, you know, maybe one day in 5 years.
Yeah, it was amazing. Just like even the first week, it just wrapped around like to the new fireplace. I'm like, my goodness. And I'm like, yeah, maybe I'm not feeling Qdoba today.
You know, I feel like that might eventually slow down a little bit once people aren't so excited about it being new. But
well, also, there are two new places coming in. And I talked to Erin Watts, and she said that one is a grab-and-go sort of like deli healthy food option, but they haven't really announced any clue for the second one. But people love new food options. I know. I mean, I talked to a lot of students as well, just about the changes in general, and they just really liked it because they did think, you know, that brought us into this century. You didn't really think about it before. You're like, oh, it's the bone. Like, it's whatever. And now you see this drastic change with the old bone and the new bone, and you're like, wow, yes, definitely was time.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of a good recruiting pitch to people trying to come into ISU, too, because all their facilities are just improving.
Absolutely. And like Erin said, she wanted, or not necessarily just her, but ISU wanted to have a front door because they don't really have one right now. You have, you know, the bridge that says Illinois State University, but that's about it. And the bone was pretty much like cut off, but now they're opening it up. It's a front door. It's inviting, and that's exactly what they were going for. So, yay, Bone Student Center. It's looking great. Phase two is underway. They said that's a little more behind-the-scenes work. Hopefully be done by April of 2020. And they said they're on time, so good for them. Good for them. We're going to move on. We were talking a lot about food, and we're going to continue talking a little bit about food because WZND's very own Andy Olson takes us to the Watterson Dining Commons.
Hammers and drills can be heard daily on the street corner of Fell in North and Uptown Normal. For the last year, construction crews have worked tirelessly on the Watterson Dining Commons expansion, a project projected to cost Illinois State over $11 million. Work started almost a year ago on May 1st and was actually projected to be finished by April 1st this year, but progress still rolls on. Students like senior Ben and junior Oliver are so far on board with the idea of an expanded dining center.
I think because it's such a high traffic area, with the fact that a lot of students who are going between classes have to stop there for lunch, and with Manchester and Hewitt not having a dining hall, that is the primary dining hall that they go to. So I think it's really good that they've kind of taken the time to use Watterson as a site to renovate so that all students can kind of benefit from it, because a lot of them will have interaction.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a renovation that can be helpful to students, you know, something that can help them live healthier lives and, you know, maybe eat meals that they maybe wouldn't have before.
According to a public higher education bulletin, the two-story expansion will include a bakery and a cook-chill production area. While upcoming graduates won't be able to see the final product of the expansion, students still are excited for the chance to see what the new expansion can offer.
I think there's a little bit of jealousy, just because, yeah, it looks like a really cool project and everything, but at the same time, I'm kind of just happy that they're doing it for all the future Redbirds too.
While Illinois State has made no comment on when to expect the expansion completion because of delays, the Watterson facelift from the outside looks closer to completion with each day. Reporting for the Bird's Eye View, I'm Andy Olson.
All right, so my first year, I always ate at Watterson. What about you, Zach?
I lived in Tri-Towers my freshman year, so I ate at Lincoln's primarily. Ended up working there for about 3 years. So, but I've had my fair share of meals at Waddy.
Absolutely. So. Anthony, you live there now, right?
Yeah, I do. I'm currently at Waddy. I've been there the past 2 years. I've been on campus, and I have been eating at Waddy a lot. The first semester, I was just so worried about the amount of meals that I just got, like the unlimited one, and because I didn't want to run out. And then now I've kind of just gotten accustomed to it. But I've been to Lincoln's every now and again.
But this Watterson Dining Commons, I mean, when I think of my freshman year, my first couple years here, I mean, that's where you go. That's where you hang out with people. You can call someone up and be like, you want to meet me in Waddy? And then you just go eat dinner. And it's great. And I mean, honestly, I never really thought it looked bad. But again, just like the bone, I don't think you realize how much these places need upgraded until you see them happen.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even say it was necessarily that they needed it, but it's just something that makes it look so much better. Like, across the board, I think ISU is improving, like, with all their construction.
Absolutely. So, good for those Redbirds trying to get a bite to eat.
Yeah, and I found it interesting, like, with this addition that they're adding, it's not really impacting students. Usually they might be blocking off areas like they did with the Bone Student Center, but it's just being added on. And as far as I'm aware with the students, they're still able to sit there and it's still going to be filled to capacity.
Absolutely. And it's a very, very busy spot for those Redbirds and all those people. I mean, Watterson holds quite a few kids, but definitely it looks great and I'm sure it will continue to do so. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear a little bit more about upgrades happening around campus.
More Bird's Eye View is here now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Welcome back to the Bird's Eye View State of Transformation. Now, our very own Zach Wilson talked to people about student housing. Zach, how did that go?
Yeah, it went really well. So they're not 100% sure where it's going to be yet, but they're definitely going to be making some new student housing eventually, and I was able to talk to a few people about that.
Illinois State University plans on expanding their on-campus housing in the near future. ISU Vice President of Student Affairs, Lavester Johnson, says that they've heavily researched how to execute those plans properly.
We had done an internal study that was conducted by University Housing and some of the facility staff, making some recommendations for the community.
Johnson says that the housing will be largely accommodating sophomores and does not have a confirmed location just yet. However, the land that used to host the South Campus residence halls that were demolished in 2016 are considered a serious option. With the addition of this new dorm building, it is plausible that a dining center could follow suit.
You've got anywhere from, you know, up to, you know, 1,200 beds and in bodies. You're probably going to need to have some kind of dining near that residential environment in order for them to grab something, get something to eat that's decent, and then get back to classes.
But how will ISU be able to afford an entirely new housing development that could hold as many as 1,200 students? ISU Media Relations Director Eric Jomi says that it will be done through a relationship with the private sector.
The financing aspect, and this is what we did with Cardinal Court, is this public-private partnership. And this is what a lot of universities are moving toward in these kinds of housing developments.
Over time, Illinois State will eventually be able to pay off the company with whom they're working.
The private developer builds the facility, and then we're managing the facility. They still own it, technically. And then after a while, and this was the case with Cardinal Court, the university is able to buy it out and make it completely their own.
A construction of this nature has the potential to affect local student realty companies. Young America Realty Managing Broker Andy Netzer says that it's a situation that companies in the area will have to monitor.
It can affect pricing. It can also affect like what geography is considered to be prime for housing. So it may be that some of the perimeter properties have a disproportionate impact to them than some of the closest in properties. And it may not be that way, but you know, we'll be trying to feel out that market.
All in all, though, Lavester Johnson feels confident that this will have a positive impact on ISU students and the community.
The biggest aspect of this is that I believe we've done our homework, and that homework has involved the campus community and feedback, most importantly from students and what their needs are. And we are very intentional on trying to address those needs for today's students.
For WZND's Bird's Eye View, I'm Zach Wilson.
Yeah, so like I said, I was able to talk to Lavester Johnson and a couple other people about this. It's you know, we used to have South Campus here before we were students. It was still there when Ashley and I started.
It was so old.
Yeah, but no one was living there at the time, and they were eventually wrecked down. But overall, this is like the least campus housing that we've had in a long time, and so they definitely want to start to build that up because they're unfortunately they have to basically turn away some sophomores that want to live on campus currently just because they don't have enough housing.
Well, absolutely, and even thinking back to my freshman year, all those years ago, they made all triple like dorm rooms in Watterson like quads, and so there were like these four guys and girls like in these small rooms, and they just have to make it work because, you know, enrollment is up and it's always growing here and definitely needs places to put these students.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see, they didn't seem to know what direction they were going to take it, if it was going to be like a high rise like how Watterson or Hewitt or Manchester are, or if it's going to be more like a Cardinal Court type thing, because it is going to be basically it's four sophomores is what it seems like. So
right. So we'll have to see. Time will tell. Yeah. Thank you, Zach. So moving on, we're going to talk a little bit about the potential Mennonite College of Nursing and this building that's supposed to be built for them with some unforeseen hurdles that are happening. So Julie Martin will tell us all about that.
The Mendonite College of Nursing is considered a general revenue project on the campus of Illinois State University, which means the building of a new simulation lab would be funded by the state. Director of Facilities Planning and Construction, David Gill, explained the process of submitting a capital request to the state.
So we submit our capital request for all academic buildings to the Illinois Board of Higher Education, and then they take all the public universities' requests for capital, and they do a priority ranking, and they submit that to the governor's office for approval. So if you were to go look at the governor's budget from last year, you would see the Mennonite College of Nursing building listed there.
The College of Nursing currently sits at the 27th project on the list to receive funding. However, these numbers are just budgeting lines. They currently have no funding attached to them.
Under the state law, the state is supposed to fund our university, but because of their financial difficulties, they may not be doing that. And I think they are looking at alternative ways to do some of this stuff.
College of Nursing Dean Judy Newbrander said other options include finding a private or public donor to fund the budget for the project.
We continue letting our friends know of the needs of the college. And then, of course, we hope that the state will think about us also and perhaps provide the money in their plans.
As for now, the Mennonite College of Nursing Simulation Lab continues to be a dream on a list of long items.
We hope this would be a facility where we would have interprofessional education, so the other health-related programs that are offered at Illinois State, we could all come together, work in this building, and learn together.
For Bird's Eye View, I'm Julie Martin.
What is very interesting about this is, you know, we heard that this building was going to be built, and that was kind of it, and that's kind of always been in the back of our mind. And then we're like, yeah, we're going to do a bird's eye view, and we're going to talk about the construction for it. And then we actually discover it's not actually happening like we thought it was.
Yeah, I thought it was happening for a long time, even before we were talking about covering this sort of stuff. I just assumed that that was going to happen. That's what we were told.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of a bummer that, you know, they haven't, you know, gotten farther along in the project.
When I was talking to students at the Bone Student Center about my piece, I actually talked to a nursing major, and I go, oh, well, what are your thoughts? And she's like, she didn't really say too much, but it is aggravating because these people were kind of promised, or at least were looking forward to this really awesome state-of-the-art place to learn, and it's not happening like they thought it was. So, again, with this one, time will tell what will happen, but they're definitely looking for funding in other places so they don't have to just rely on the government. So, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about two more additions coming to ISU.
The Bird's Eye View continues now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Welcome back to the Bird's Eye View State of Transformation. We're taking a look at new additions and upgrades happening around the Illinois State University community. Right now, we're going to talk with Grace Barbic, or she's going to talk to us, about a new art station coming to Normal.
The Illinois Art Station might sound like an unfamiliar name, but the colorfully painted minivan that has likely been seen around campus might resonate better. This van acted as the program's mobile art station since its first pop-up workshop began just last year. Only a year later, founding donor and president of its fundraising foundation, Laura Burke, brought her vision to life.
The art station is going to serve the educational purposes of Illinois State University. It'll be an interdisciplinary project. It'll be a place where students can engage in professional practice, volunteerism, where both faculty and students can do research. So it'll enhance the educational mission of the university as well.
The station is currently working out of Williams Hall, but only for administrative means. The growth and popularity of the program demanded more from Art Station Director Isra El-Bashir. She knew the space needed to be close to the university, but also centralized in the community to reach the youth and their families.
Our move into Uptown is going to significantly impact our growth and access to the community. Once we have our space, folks will come to us just like they would visit a museum or a gallery space. So if you're interested in skill building or dabbling in the visual arts, it's a space for you.
Director of Cultural Arts for the Town of Normal, Beth Wiseman, believes the station will fill an unused space with something beautiful. She acknowledges the importance of expanding the cultural experiences and opportunities of the Uptown community.
This is placemaking. That's what this has been about since we really started working on the space. I'm excited about the idea of cultural arts specifically being a part of that vision and really having a presence here. There are studies after studies that show the economic impact that that has on not only our local government, but also on, you know, the national scale.
In order to complement the interest and need that the community has voiced through its services and market research, the new station will include classrooms and studios to educate the community in 2D and 3D illustrations, as well as in visual arts like media art, photography, and filmmaking, among many others. The new location is still in the designing phase and will fill the vacant space above the College Avenue parking deck near Uptown Normal. The newly renovated and fully equipped Illinois Art Station is expected to be up and running by March of 2020. For 1033 and WZND.com, I'm Grace Barbic.
I love that Illinois State University is definitely catering to the arts. This will definitely help out with that. You see a lot of schools around the nation, whether that be higher education or, you know, grade schools, they take out these programs. So just exciting to see this new addition.
Yeah, honestly, I've always been really impressed by the arts gallery that they have over on the corner of, what is it, Buford and Broadway, I believe. Yeah. But yeah, no, I feel like this is a school that consistently has catered to the arts, and I know a lot of music majors here and people working in that, and I think it's a great program.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that they've got to be, they're really appreciative of it. You know, they're not only just making changes to things like housing in the Bone Student Center, but they're doing it for schools specifically so that it can enhance their program and potentially bring in students.
All right, now we're going to move on to our last piece. Maritza Navarro-Lopez did this one, and she's going to tell us a little bit about these upgrades happening for lab schools.
Illinois State University is in a state of transformation. Transformations including our very own laboratory schools, Thomas Metcalf and University High School. These schools are seeking to update some of their old facilities. Updates include air conditioning for gyms in both schools, new science classrooms for Metcalf, and most importantly, updating STEM labs in University High School. These laboratories are in dire need of renovation, as they have not been updated since they were built. University High School's principal, Andrea Markert, expands on the steps they are taking to begin the process.
So I think our biggest update that we have going on is we've begun to raise money for our science lab renovations. Our building was built in the 1960s. Our physical science, our chemistry labs, and one of our biology labs has not been renovated since that time. So that's our biggest building update.
However, these changes go beyond renovating old facilities. They are crucial to enhance the learning opportunities for students within these classrooms. As laboratory schools, these updates are essential for ISU students who need the institutions for real-life experiences. Modernized classrooms and facilities will provide better learning environments and prepare pre-service teachers. Illinois State's Superintendent of Laboratory Schools, Dr. Dana Kinley, has more on the issue.
We want to give our ISU students, our pre-service teachers, that opportunity to experience realistic classrooms, but where we do have state-of-the-art facilities to incorporate into teaching and learning.
Laboratory schools are a very important aspect of Illinois State University. They create environments and experiences that build careers for pre-service teachers. Dr. Kinley describes the importance of keeping these classrooms up to date for ISU students.
We know that ISU is the sixth largest producer of pre-service teachers. We take great pride in the quality of performance that they take with them.
While some renovations are already underway, the schools are waiting for proper funding to continue bigger projects. Meanwhile, University High School will be seeking student input and gather parents' opinions through booster clubs to be involved with the updating process. Ultimately, these updates are essential. They will enhance learning for their students, provide better research opportunities for staff members, and create better experiences for pre-service teachers. For Bird's Eye View and WZND, I'm Maritza Navarro-Lopez.
Yeah, so it definitely seemed like it was time for those to get built. What was it, the 60s is the last time
yeah.
she was saying? Yeah, that's kind of crazy that it's taken that long, but, you know, considering we're a place that does produce so many teachers, it is good that I think we're finally getting around to doing this.
Absolutely. So, it's that time to sign off, but it's a little bittersweet for me and Zach because this is our last time doing the Bird's Eye View. I have been doing Bird's Eye View for 4 years and been a host for 2.5, so definitely bittersweet. It's been a great time. I've had so many wonderful people do wonderful award-winning pieces, and it's just been a pleasure to do it alongside you guys.
Thanks so much. Yeah, I've been news director here for the majority of the semester, and being able to do Bird's Eye View has been an absolute pleasure. I really have liked working with all the people in our news and sports department working on this stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it's been a pleasure being the Bird's Eye View producer for this year. I've obviously been a part of this team for four semesters, and you know, it's been great getting to work with everyone. You know, like Ashley and Zach, and you know, you guys, you know, obviously have grown so much. And, you know, best of luck moving forward. You know, it'll be a different Biv crew next year, but we will still be continuing to produce quality content.
Absolutely. And speaking of that new Biv crew, I mean, I have two of the people in here. That's incoming News and Sports Operations Director Sarah Feltes and the incoming News Director Maritza Navarro-Lopez. So very excited for them. They're going to do amazing things. And again, there will be quality content. There will be good conversation. And that's what the Bird's Eye View is all about. So thank you so much for joining us. This is the last time of the semester. We'll be back next semester in September. But until then, for Zach Wilson and Anthony Ferretti, I'm Ashley Antonini. We hope you have a wonderful day.
That's it for this month's edition of the Bird's Eye View. To hear this and other past episodes of the show, find the Bird's Eye View podcast on WZND.com or in the iTunes podcast store. And as always, for up-to-the-minute award-winning local news, sports, and weather, stay tuned to 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.